Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lachlan with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, travel speeds on key Brisbane roads have been dropped below pre-pandemic levels, while major corridors have been recorded faster speeds after significant roadworks have been completed. The RACQ says that the reason for slower speeds is because less people are taking public transport after the pandemic, and the ever-increasing population is causing more cars, therefore more congestion on the roads.
Ipswich City Council welcomes guests from its Japanese sister city, Narima. This year, Ipswich is hosting the Narima Board of Education Study Tour. This is the first time since the global COVID pandemic that the board has been able to return to Ipswich. Next year marks the 30-year celebration of the sister city's relationship. The tour has transcended geographical boundaries, forming deep friendships and fostering an understanding between cultures. Families from surrounding schools are given the opportunity to accommodate these visitors through the homestay program, where Narima guests can become more familiar with the English language in the classroom and at home.
In national news, American scientist Anthony Fauci responds to Australia's COVID-19 strategies. He claims that Australia's willingness to accept science and new technologies will support the country's future plans, preparing for other COVID-19 variants and pandemics. The research currently undertaken regarding the world of artificial intelligence has found that these technologies could help scientists anticipate future diseases before they become severe issues. Fauci claims that while AI can be dangerous, if used in controlled situations, there are many advantages. Australian scientists have contributed enormously to international efforts fighting the coronavirus. He further states that Australia has some of the best science that's around for a country with a relatively small population.
Just a quick content warning for this next story, as it contains mention of domestic violence. This may be sensitive for some. If you're in need of support, you can access help available at 1800respect.com or call 1800 737 732. Because today is Strive to Be Kind Day in honour of Alison Baden Clay after she was killed by her husband in 2012. To mark the occasion, both the Story and Victoria Bridge will be cast with yellow light in memory of her. The day was introduced to encourage communities to come together to show love, kindness, respect and positivity. Now over 100 schools are rising to the occasion in support of the cause, with the selling of sunflowers to support the day.
In international news, the UN has warned humanity, as records show July to be the Earth's hottest month on record. Data published by the UN and EU's climate agencies show the average temperature for the first few weeks of July is significantly higher than the previous record set in 2019, estimated to be 0.2 degrees above. Other significant statistics show 21 of Earth's 30 hottest days on record have occurred in July. UN Secretary General claims the consequences of this month are clear and tragic. It has been a cruel summer for many countries across the globe. For the entire planet, it is a disaster.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently a toasty 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's the news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
As an avid listener of community radio, we know you love supporting live local music.
So the Tivoli and the Princess.